To recognize Representative from Blue Hill, Representative Schatz.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, women and men of the House. I, too, rise in opposition to the indefinite postponement, and I feel this resolve does meet the standard that we need to reach for. It gives some objectivity to a working group. You can see from our committee, which is filled with not only well-meaning but very capable people, but we have three reports. We sat through 10.5 hours of testimony, and we all came up with maybe a different picture, and we're all probably right in one way or another. But I think what we have done as a committee is exposed the need to look at this in more depth and maybe from a more objective point of view, so it can be brought back to us as a committee, so we can review it and look at it as a committee and work with the agency that we work with so well and make things happen. So I, again, hope you will defeat the indefinite postponement. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Chair recognizes Representative Harrison, Representative Sykes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I support Representative Haskell's motion to indefinitely postpone. If you're going to do this, leave it under the purview of the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee with a report back from DOC. I can tell you from a lot of experience that the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee has been very diligent in its digging and research and has never given either the Department of Public Safety or the Department of Corrections a pass. They will look at this very, very carefully. Support the indefinite postponement motion.
Is it now the pleasure of the House that House Amendment B be indefinitely postponed? Chair recognizes Representative Hallowell, Representative Treat.
I request a roll call.
Representative Hallowell, Representative Treat, request a roll call. In order for Chair to order a roll call, must have the express desire of 1/5 of members present. Sufficient number having requested a roll call is in order. Chair recognizes Representative Lewiston, Representative LaJoy.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, previously, I expressed my concerns, and we are at those concerns at this time. And again, in my opinion, as a professional in fire service, as a member of the negotiating team for the local union, as a member of the negotiating team for management, what we tried to find is a happy medium and to get to both sides to the table. This amendment, in my opinion, probably should have read, and you can either use one or the other as the first, State Board of Correction and OPEGA shall convene a working group. The director and or chair of the State Board of Correction and the director of OPEGA shall, as co-chairs, co-chair the first meeting. At that meeting, the membership shall take a vote and elect co-chairs representing both OPEGA and State Board of Corrections. That, ladies and gentlemen, should have been the proper way to bring this forward. My instinct go through. I really hate to see that, ladies and gentlemen, because in all essence, I really do favor Representative Haskell's amendment. Thank you.
The pending question is the indefinite postponement of House Amendment B. A roll call is in order. All those in favor of the indefinite postponement of House Amendment B will vote yes. Those opposed will vote no. Is the House ready for the question? Chair will open the vote. Sergeant Arms, secure the chamber. First call of absentees. Second call of absentees. Have all now voted? Our members in their seats who have not voted have all now voted. Chair will close the vote. Clerk will on total. Chair will announce the vote. 92 having voted in the affirmative and 46 in the negative. House Amendment B has been indefinitely postponed. It's now the pleasure of the House that Committee Amendment A be adopted. Chair recognizes Representative Newfield, Representative Campbell.
Madam Speaker, I request LD 1611 to be indefinitely postponed and request all accompanying papers.
The Chair would advise the Representative from Newfield, Representative Campbell, that that motion is currently out of order. We need to adopt the committee amendment. We need to get through second reading, and then that motion would be in order before we engross the bill. Is it now the pleasure of the House to adopt Committee Amendment A? It's a vote. Is there objection to suspension of the rules for the purpose of giving this bill its second reading at this time? Hearing none, second reading of the bill by title only.
An act to ensure humane treatment for special management prisoners.
This bill, having had its two several readings on suspension of the rules, is it now the pleasure of the House of being passed, being engrossed, and sent for concurrence? Chair recognizes Representative from Newfield, Representative Campbell.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I request LD 1611 to be indefinitely postponed and request all accompanying papers.
Representative from Newfield, Representative Campbell, has moved that LD 1611 be indefinitely postponed and all its accompanying papers. Chair recognizes Representative from Portland, Representative Haskell.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I request a roll call.
Representative from Portland, Representative Haskell, has requested a roll call. In order for the chair to order a roll call, must have the express desire of 1/5 of the members present. Sufficient number, I've requested a roll call. A roll call is in order. Chair recognizes Representative Brewer, Representative Chelley. Chair is in error. The pending question is the indefinite postponement of LD 1611 and all its accompanying papers. All those in favor of the indefinite postponement will vote yes. Those opposed, vote no. Is the House ready for the question? Chair will open the vote. Sergeant Arms, secure the chamber. First call of absentees. All now voted. Our members in their seats who have not voted. All now voted. Chair will close the vote. Clerk on total chair will announce the vote. 62 having voted in the affirmative and 76 in the negative. The motion to indefinitely postpone has failed. It's now the pleasure of the House that this bill be passed, be engrossed, and sent for concurrence. It's a vote. It will be sent to the Senate. Is there objection to sending this matter forthwith? Hearing none, it is so ordered.